right. So on this episode of Chats with Gigi, we got to talk about your body and your nutrition, because you know what? Summer's right around the corner and everyone wants to get a little slimmer, feel a little healthier, a little sexier. And I've got the perfect person to help us with that. His name is Dr. Ian Smith. You know him from all over the place. He was the host of the Emmy Award-winning daytime talk show, The Doctors. Currently, he works as a co-host on The Rachel Ray Show. And now you've got a book, right, called The Clean 20. Welcome.
Thanks, Gigi, for having me. Glad to be with you.
I am so excited to talk about this book. So I was able to read through it. And what I love the most about it is how simple and straightforward the book is. It just breaks these 20 foods down for you. But let me explain to my listeners what the Clean 20 is all about.
So the Clean 20 is about reducing the amount of processed ingredients in foods. It's very simple. It's the idea that so many of our foods have things like artificial sweeteners, chemicals, dyes, food coloring, you name it. And these things are causing us to feel sluggish. They're affecting our skin. We can't lose weight because of it. And so the Clean 20 says for 20 days, you're going to have 20 foods and really experience a total transformation. In fact, we have a Facebook group called The Clean 20, so people should join us right now. And the average weight loss in 20 days, Gigi, is 10 pounds. So it really is about eating foods that are more natural. It doesn't mean perfect, by the way. It doesn't mean expensive. This program is built for people who are on a budget, who still want to eat well, eat fun, tasty food, but lose weight or feel good in the process.
And now, the thing about it, too, is this is not a diet. This is not one of those, you know, you're going to do this diet for 20 days, lose 1,000 pounds, and then you gain all the weight right back. It's really teaching you how to incorporate these good foods that are going to make you feel good, that are going to taste good. It's not a hungry diet. It's not any of those things, right?
Not at all. I mean, you're never going to be hungry, and people in our group say there's so much food. You get three meals a day. You get three snacks. But the reason why it's not called the Clean 20 diet is because it's not a diet. It really is a lifestyle. It's about an eating plan. And, you know, I've written diets before, but the Clean 20 really is about you making a change for the long term, not for 20 days, then you go off and do something else. And people love it because they're adopting it. And not just individuals, but entire families are doing it because guess what? Kids eat the foods on the list. Whole wheat pasta, whole wheat bread, dairy, chicken, turkey, seafood. Who doesn't eat all this stuff? A lot of plans don't let you have it, but I believe that dairy is fine, that whole grains are fine, and people are enjoying the accessibility of all the different foods.
And I mean, the word about the book is wonderful because it was an instant New York Times bestseller, and you've been getting the response from readers that they can stick to this, that it's easy to do. What is it about these 20 foods that you have in this book that gets the body to drop weight? What are the qualities that these foods have that the body's like, oh, wait, look at this. I'm healthy. I can get rid of all this extra junk.
Sure. Well, the Clean 20 list that's on page 16 is my list. But once again, there's flexibility here. So your list can be completely different because you're allowed to customize your own list. But for me, things like the avocados, which are full of monounsaturated fats, they taste great. They're full of potassium. Chicken, you know, great lean protein. Lentils, chickpeas. I mean, these things are awesome because they have great non-animal source of protein. A lot of these things have antioxidants. There's sweet potatoes. There's tomatoes, which has the antioxidant lycopene. So when you look at the Clean 20 list, we're focusing on things that are high in antioxidants, that have a reasonable amount of protein in them, but also have lots of phytonutrients, other types of plant nutrients that are good for our health.
Now, what is a standard meal, let's say, I don't know, a standard dinner that you would make based on the Clean 20?
Yeah, you could have, you know, a whole grain or whole wheat noodle pasta with some sliced chicken in there, with some squash or some broccoli or any kind of vegetable, some peppers. That would be a great complete dinner. You got fiber, you got whole grains, and you got protein. That, to me, is a complete dinner.
And it sounds delicious. What about breakfast? Give me a standard breakfast that we could have with these 20 ingredients, just something I can kind of throw in my backpack and bring it to work with me.
Well, if you want to have an omelet, okay, so you can, you know, you can have an omelet with diced veggies and cheese, or you can have oatmeal, so you can cook your oatmeal, put some berries in there, put a little organic honey in there, put it into your thermos and take it to work. So, you know, you could have whole grain toast to go along with it. So there are a lot of turkey bacon. There are a lot of options for both breakfast and lunch and dinner that people can have and swap in and out the ingredients as they choose.
Now, Dr. Smith, you've created two national health initiatives. You had the 50 million pound challenge. You had the makeover mile. Are you hoping that the Clean 20 will be a movement as strong as those things and get more people to eat the right way?
Well, knock on wood, but it's already happening, Gigi. I mean, we got a Facebook group, The Clean 20, that has more than 12,000 people in it. The entire city of Houston has just started the Clean 20 Challenge. Chicago's going to do a Clean 20 Challenge also. So cities are adopting it. Atlanta's going to do it. So, yeah, I mean, it's becoming a movement because people are realizing that this is a way of living and eating that is not expensive. There are exercises that are in the book. They're only 20 minutes. You know, you don't need to belong to a gym, though I like gyms, but they're 20 minutes of exercise. These are things that people can do. It's not one of those programs that requires too much energy, too much money, or going to too many different places to try to complete the program.
And the change that is required is such a simple one too, right? We're talking just 20 foods that are not special. You don't have to go to a special market to find these or order them off of anywhere. It's just the same kind of stuff that you probably would buy if you were shopping for your regular groceries on a weekly basis, right?
100%. And I built the program for that. It's built for the everyday person. So you just want to make sure that if you're getting chicken or turkey, that it's antibiotic-free or hormone-free, which, by the way, a lot of meats are now, so you don't have to worry about that. But you just want to make sure it doesn't have all these preservatives and additives in there, and you're fine. So, yeah, regular grocery stores are carrying all these ingredients. And when people see the list, Gigi, they're going to realize they're eating like this halfway anyway, so it's not a big change.
All right, so all we have to do is get rid of that processed food and stick to this list. Now, in addition to all your other accomplishments and participating in a variety of TV shows and all that stuff, you also served, I didn't know this about you, you served 2 terms on President Obama's Council for Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. What was that like?
It was amazing. First of all, when I got the call from the White House, I didn't even believe it was the White House. I almost hung up the phone. I thought my friend was playing a prank on me. Because who gets a call from the White House, right?
Right.
But it was great, and I was so honored to serve for 2 terms. I was really humbled. I mean, the people who were on the council with me, people like Billie Jean King and Chris Paul and Grant Hill and Dominique Dawes and Michelle Kwan, it's just like the who's who, you know, and it just was amazing to be with these guys and to really help with the First Lady's movement, Less Move, to get families and schools and everyone to move better and eat better. So it was an honor. I'm glad I served for those 2 terms, and I learned a lot, and I got to meet a lot of great people.
What's something that you took away from that experience, that when you walked away from that, you said, wow, this was the learning point here. This was that thing that I'll never forget.
I think one of the things I learned is that, you know, or reaffirmed for me, is that you really have to be able to meet people where they are. You got to go to the street. You got to go to the schools. You got to go with people. Sitting in an office in Washington, D.C., and passing legislation and making rules and stuff like that, you know, that sometimes doesn't trickle down to the average person. You got to go out there. And we did a lot of time going to schools and visiting with people and touching people and talking to people and trying to implement change. So I think I knew this before, but it just reaffirmed that action is done on the ground, not upstairs.
You're absolutely right about that. And something else is, it's not just about looking sexy in your bikini. I mean, that's always fun. But it's also about staying healthy and being able to make a change to your lifestyle and to the way that you eat that you're actually going to stick to. Because even when we get through these diets that are 3 or 4 or 5 days long or 15 days long, you know, we go right back to our other eating habits and we gain the weight back up. And it's just, it's a back and forth. It's totally unhealthy. But with Clean 20, the point is to feel sexy and to be healthy, right?
100%. Listen, I just don't want you to feel better. I want you to look better too. And, you know, join our Facebook group, The Clean 20, and see all the results that they're getting. If you want a free copy of our workout DVD and you plan on doing the plan, just send me an email. My email is theclean20, the numerals 20, at gmail.com, and I'll send you a free download link. But yeah, I think looking good and feeling good is a great combination.
I dig it. Thank you so much, Dr. Ian Smith, joining us today with the Clean 20 Instant New York Times bestseller. The book is available everywhere you can buy books right now. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Gigi. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. You know it. Follow us on Instagram. You know it. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Gigi Diaz Live. So you know what's coming up next week right here on Chats with Gigi.